This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Mike Dettillier. Welcoming in now, Saints tight end Juwan Johnson to the radio huddle. Congratulations on the new deal, Juwan, and thanks for joining us today. How you doing, man?
Hey, yo, how you feeling?
Juwan, again, congratulations on the new deal. You said today that you had a lot of interest from two people or two teams that have guys on the staff that know you pretty well, one in Denver, the other certainly in Seattle. What was the deciding factor on you re-signing back here with the Saints?
Yeah, obviously, you know, I appreciate all the interest that I got, you know, through the whole process, but ultimately, just focusing on the Saints for the most part, it just felt right. It just felt right being back in New Orleans, being somewhere where I started. This is somewhere where I want to be, somewhere where I want to win divisions, and eventually to win a Super Bowl, but second something to more nearsighted. I mean, we just want to win games, man, and we definitely want to take that division. And that's something that's very attainable, something that's right there. We've been there pretty much every year for the past 4 years. We just haven't been able to, you know, capture it. So this is what I want to be here for, man. And obviously we want to affect the community in such a profound way, me and my family, that we want to see that out of New Orleans. It wasn't just more of a football aspect. It was an aspect of off the field and how we have a community here, and we really wanted to stay attached to that.
Juwan, one of the things I know players tell me all the time, I don't want to use an injury as an excuse or coming back for one, but how much did that set you back? You had the foot injury, and you kind of caught fire late in the year, but mm-hmm. you didn't look like the same guy early. How much did that injury really kind of set you back a little bit early on in the season?
To be fair, I don't think it set me back at all, to be quite honest. I just think, you know, the situation was what it was, and, you know, I wasn't playing as much, to be quite honest with you. And that's really what it was. I mean, it wasn't anything that, you know, I had any hard feelings about or anything about that. It's just, you know, that was the role that I had, and that's something that I accepted. You know, I kind of took up a role that, you know, I don't think many players would accept, and that was a back seat. But my intention was to prepare as if, you know, I was playing every play and playing every series, and that's how I took it. And, you know, like I tell a lot of people, I mean, God is sovereign, man. You know, a lot of times you can't stop what God has going for you. And so, you know, obviously I didn't have the year starting off as I would want it. But I ended the year how it was supposed to go. And obviously there's a lot more that could have happened during the end of the year that I would have wanted to get back and get more opportunities at. But that just wasn't in the cards. And obviously I have another year to go and prove those things again, not to anybody else, but just to myself.
Juwan, in the conversations with the negotiations, how much time did you spend with the new head coach, Kellen Moore, and did he give you some insights on exactly kind of how he was going to use you in his offense?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't talk extensively about, you know, game plan or anything like that. You know, really, I mean, I just want to know more about him, to be quite honest with you. But, you know, aside from all of that, I mean, they were already playing in the Super Bowl. I mean, I've already had like an example of how they would use a tight end. I mean, just looking at Dallas Goedert, looking at his years and even this year, I mean, even seeing up close, I mean, watching him play against us, he had a tremendous game. And so just knowing how that kind of replicates my game in a way, and how, they use him the way that, you know, they try to push him down the field and try to have him to, you know, use his route running ability to kind of exploit the defense. It's kind of what, you know, my game is, as I would like to say. And honestly, I'm super excited about it. You know, I'm super excited getting down the field, you know, putting pressure on the defense and kind of working what I do best, in my opinion. So I'm excited. You know, what we talked about, me and Kellen talked about, I mean, we're just really excited. And even, you know, getting with him today, just talking about certain things, it's really exciting to see what, you know, he has in store, knowing that we have a lot of guys who are really talented on our roster to also kind of contribute to that.
You talked about Super Bowl Sunday. I got to get your comments about, you know, I know where you started college at Penn State. How about that guy, Saquon yeah. Barkley? Huh? He was pretty good this year, wasn't he?
Man, he was amazing, man. I mean, and the thing is like, I'm really happy for him because, you know, he really got the short end of the stick in New York, man. I feel like, and obviously with that market, I mean, you blank wrong, and obviously that's going to be televised and publicized. So, you know, him just being where he was and, you know, him getting shamed and shunned and all the things that could have happened in New York, I'm just glad to see it pan out in New York, I mean, in Philadelphia. And, you know, him winning the Super Bowl, him winning, you know, all the accolades that he did, as he should, because he works extremely hard, he's extremely talented, and he's humble. And that's something that, you know, any guy would want to have in a circle, in his locker room, and even as a friend.
Steve, I know you got a couple questions for Juwan.
Yeah, Juwan, I'm just curious, how was your overall Super Bowl experience? I know you got to do some things like the flag football game and some other stuff, yeah. But just overall, what were your impressions of the Super Bowl in New Orleans this year?
Man, it was amazing. That's part of the reason, like, me and my family, like, really thought about, you know, this New Orleans thing. Just thinking about the Southern hospitality, man, I mean, it gets no better than New Orleans. And as much as people, you know, talk about, oh, the roads, the potholes, you know, the heat, you know, everything like that, I think, you know, we really have to take into account, you know, what New Orleans is really all about. And it's not just food. It's the people here. It's the relationships you build. And I don't think I wanted to try to test that out somewhere else. And not to speak from, like, fear or anything. I just think, you know, that's where God has put us. And he wanted us here. And, you know, we had so much peace, you know, saying that. That was me talking to my wife, Shannon, like, I think this is somewhere we want to be. And we both had a calmness and a joy about just staying here. So we're really excited. I mean, the Super Bowl in New Orleans was top-notch. I hope it's hosted here every year at some point, just like how they have – I don't know why they have the freaking combine in Indianapolis. I just don't understand. I still don't get that. But at some point, I think, you know, the Super Bowl should always be in New Orleans, because New Orleans brings a special feel to the Super Bowl.
Also,
Juwan, one of the things – man, I see it every day in the mirror. I know I'm getting older, but man, I see my grandkids, and I saw the picture the Saints posted of you and the two kids, and I'm like, whoa, I mean, that happened really quick. I mean, how quick they grow. Hey, and take advantage of that when they're young, you know, to be around them and stuff, but how they grow so fast in life.
Yeah, man. The thing is, it's just like, I just look back at me being around their age and thinking, like, man, like, this is something that I want to do for the rest of their lives. Because right now, they don't know what they want to do with their lives. But, you know, years down the line, around their age, I was thinking about what I wanted to do, and I wanted to be a football player. And, you know, just looking back and being like, man, like, I'm a football player, and I have my kids with me, and I'm signing my contract, and I have my wife with me. And it's just like, it's all the people that you want around you in a time like, right there, where you're like signing papers and, you know, you get to spend the next 3 years at a place that you want to be at, and the people around you want to be at, want you to be there. So it's just super exciting, super humbling, man. It's a surreal feeling. And, you know, obviously you're going to get the feels of it in the moment and today, but tomorrow it's back to the work and trying to make something happen for the season to come.
And Juwan, just curious, what you think of the new cafeteria area for you guys? The media got spoiled last week. The Saints brought us in. We got to experience it and have a little bit of a meet and greet with the entire coaching staff there. But just your impressions of the new cafeteria area. Man, it sure looks pretty and nice right there for you guys.
Oh, man. It looks better than the Lakeside Mall, I'll tell you that. But, man, it looks incredible, man. I mean, looking at that, that's like top notch right there. And, Yeah, I mean, that speaks a lot of value to the people that are upstairs. I mean, Miss Benson, she wanted, she seen a vision and she got it. And I think that's something that, you know, not only brings, you know, a lot of players in, but, you know, it really makes you focus on your nutrition. Like, when you go in there, it makes you want to eat right. You know, you see all that food in there, you're just like, man, like, I got to eat good. And so it kind of gives people an excuse to kind of, you know, sneak in there and grab a couple of bites. But it's insane the way that they built that out. And, yeah, it's amazing.
Appreciate the time, Juwan. Thanks so much. Welcome back to New Orleans and the New Orleans Saints. And who dat, baby. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Who dat. I appreciate y'all having me.